was 75 years old. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. To start things off in our noon hour of classical music, an overture from an opera by George Friedrich Händel, one that was part political satire and part history of the story of the mother of the infamous Roman Emperor Nero, the overture to Agrippina, with Trevor Pinnock leading the English concert on Kansas Public Radio. As we're off and running on another hour of classical music, and I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be with you for the afternoon time. We'll hear the Ataria Quartet and one of the wonderful guitar quintets by Boccherini, as well as a festival march by Louis Spohr, to cap off this noon hour as things unfold. What we have for you next is conductor Bruno Weil and the players of Tafla Musik for a symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, one of his later symphonies, composed during his time in Paris. And this particular one was said to be a favorite of the then Queen Marie Antoinette, which is why Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major is often referred to as the Queen. Here's the performance from Tafla Musik on Kansas Public Radio. One of the Paris symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn. That one goes by the name of The Queen. It's Haydn's 85th symphony in B-flat major, played by Tafla Musik, conducted by Bruno Weil on Kansas Public Radio. 12:33 is the time, and before the hour is through, the Swiss-Italian Orchestra will bring us a wonderful festival march from German composer Louis Spohr. That's in just a little bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us for music on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com. We're joined now by the Ataria Quartet, along with them guitarist Richard Savino, for music of the great Italian composer of the classical time, Luigi Boccherini, and his 6th Guitar Quintet on Kansas Public Radio. The Ataria Quartet, along with guitarist Richard Savino in music by Luigi Boccherini. Guitar Quintet No. 6 in G on Kansas Public Radio. 12:52 is the time, at the top of the hour news from NPR, and we're awaiting wonderful classical music in the next hour, such as the First Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. Later on tonight at 7, we bring you Classics Live, and tonight, Professor Emeritus Vince Ganoyak of KU Saxophone is featured on this week's program, accompanied by Ellen Summer. It's mostly modern pieces for saxophone, plus a special medley of tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. Classics Live is tonight from 7 to 8 on KPR, and then Destiny is your host, with more classical music from 8 to 9 tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, 84 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 88 with sunny skies. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 69. We have a 30% chance of showers, expected mainly in the overnight hours. A 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning, sunny with a high of 93. Conductor Howard Shelley takes up the Swiss-Italian Orchestra. We'll leave you with something rousing from German composer Louis Spohr, a festival march in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. Festival March in D Major, music by German composer Louis Spohr. Howard Shelley conducting the Swiss-Italian Orchestra this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a moment, NPR News with an update of headlines, followed by the next hour of classical music. Things will begin with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and music called A Gala Night from Haydn Wood. We'll also go on to hear the very first symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. We've got that and more as classical music unfolds here on this Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could join us. Here at the KU campus, temperatures are in the mid-80s. We'll have a high of 88 for this afternoon. Sky's sunny. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of 69 degrees. We have a 30% chance of showers, and those are expected mainly in the overnight hours, a 10% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a sunny day for Friday with a high of 93, lows in the mid-70s Friday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Years old. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From a larger orchestral suite by English composer Haydn Wood that sought to capture the attitude and charm of different English castles in music and song. There we heard Windsor Castle, A Gala Night, with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. With As It Happens, a few different examples of early works from composers, from Camille Saint-Saëns in about 15 minutes. We'll hear the very first symphony he composed at age 17 at the start of a very long and productive career. The Frankfurt Radio Symphony will have that performance for us in just a short time. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. What we have for you next is by Beethoven, and it's something that was published in 1804, but actually dates back to around 1722, when Beethoven was still living in Bonn, Germany, and was 22 years old. This is some of the earliest music that he wrote. 14 variations for piano trio in E-flat major. Our performance next is of the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. The Borodin Trio with the performance, but the music by Beethoven. Some of the earliest music that he composed in 1792 at age 22. 14 variations for piano trio in E-flat major here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:26. At the top of the hour, we'll have the next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, in the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Later on tonight, classical music continues on. Classics Live is at 7, and tonight, Professor Emeritus Vince Ganoyek of saxophone at KU, he's on tonight's program, accompanied by Ellen Summer. Mostly modern pieces for saxophone, plus a special medley of tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. That's Classics Live from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9, Classical Music with Destiny, tonight on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Next recording is of the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra and the music by one of the great French composers of the Romantic time, Camille Saint-Saëns, whose career got started in the mid-19th century. In 1853, he was 17 years old, and he wrote his First Symphony. It wasn't actually the first symphony that he wrote. There was one from about 3 years before, considered something of an experiment or warm-up to his official Opus 2, Symphony No. 1 in E-flat major. Conductor Eliyahu Inbal leads the Frankfurt Radio Symphony on KPR. The Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eliyahu Inbal, in Symphony No. 1 in E-flat major, composed in 1853 by Camille Saint-Saëns at age 17, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and almost time for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra has a well-known suite about an old Norwegian king by Edvard Grieg. We'll also hear a Swedish symphony by composer Dag Wirén. We've got much more wonderful music. Thanks for being a part of classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s today in northeast and east-central Kansas. You're listening to KPR.
On KPR2.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Melody in F major from composer Anton Rubinstein. We heard the Budapest Strings getting things started. In this 2 o'clock hour of KPR's Classical Music, I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you once more. Before 3 o'clock rolls around, the Marilyn Bach Aria Group with an Italian sonata for cello and winds. We'll also hear a Swedish symphony from composer Dag Wirén, Symphony No. 3, in just a little bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday afternoon. The Swedish Radio Symphony has a performance next. Asa-Pekka Salonen will conduct music written by Edvard Grieg. A suite that is, in some ways, in the same category as his Peer Gynt suites, in the sense that this was incidental music composed for a play in 1872. This one was all about the life and times of a 12th-century Norwegian king, King Sigurd I of Norway. And we'll listen to Grieg's suite, Sigurd Jorsalfar. The Swedish Radio Symphony takes it away on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1872, part of an incidental music suite written for the play Sigurd Jorsalfar, about the Norwegian King Sigurd I in the 12th century. Asa-Pekka Salonen led the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra for us on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:25, and in just about 10 minutes' time, we'll hear a Swedish symphony, the third by composer Dag Wirén. That's in just a bit here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment, now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org. We'll spend time next with members of the Marilyn Bach Aria Group, a sonata for cello and winds from composer Benedetto Marcello on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata No. 5 for cello and bassoon by composer Benedetto Marcello, played by the Marilyn Bach Aria Group on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:34, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And the music continues this evening We've got Classics Live at 7 p.m. tonight with saxophone virtuoso Vince Ganoyak of KU with some modern tunes for saxophone, including tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. Classics Live is 7 to 8, and then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host with more music. Tango Thursday tonight at 8 p.m. This tango features a love affair between kitchen utensils, plus a simple symphony to help carry you into the weekend. That'll be during Classical Music with Destiny, with you tonight from 8 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we should have temperatures in the upper 60s. We also have a 40% chance of showers expected mainly overnight, a slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning, but mostly sunny and hot for Friday. Temperatures in the mid-90s and tomorrow night clear and humid with lows in the mid-70s. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Speaking of simple symphonies, we have a symphony for you right now. In a recording with the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra, here to hear music by a Swedish composer born in 1905, Dag Wirén, who was born into a family of modest means, but through determination and talent, he studied the piano and went to the Stockholm Conservatory in the early 20th century and won a state stipend, which would help bring him over to Paris, where he was exposed to the music and teaching of Igor Stravinsky. We'll listen to Symphony No. 3, composed by Wirén. The Norrköping Symphony has the performance on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 3 from Swedish composer Dag Wirén on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News just ahead. Later tonight, Classics Live heads your way at 7 o'clock, and then an hour of classical music from 8 to 9 with Destiny. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon.
From NPR News.
All things considered, up ahead on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.